Hello, everyone. God bless you guys. Sound good?
Yep, sounding good, Todd.
All right, just checking. Well, thank you for the opportunity to share the word. Appreciate it. It's always a blessing. You know, I was thinking we certainly live in some unique times here today. And, you know, I was thinking, who would have thought we'd have fellowship 7 days a week? You know, wow. Maybe back in the day they had that schedule, but I certainly don't remember that. But as you mentioned, Barney, the teachings have been absolutely fantastic. Just a couple that come to mind real quick. You know, what Bob Lindfeld taught, okay, I call it a mini-series on the nine manifestations of the Holy Spirit. That was fantastic. It reminded me of when I first spoke in tongues just a couple years ago. That's a little humor there for you. Actually, I had to get the calculator out. It's been 37 years coming this June. So quite some time ago. And then, of course, Barney, you taught on the record about King Jehoshaphat. That's a great record. And, you know, the king was faced with what he calls, you know, he had no might against his great nation. And he also said, we don't know what to do. And, you know, a king to say that has to have a lot of humility. And he certainly did. And he went on to ask, you know, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are upon you, Lord. And that's where the faith comes in, is he looked to God to, you know, get out of that situation. And he certainly provided the answer. And then Vicky recently taught about, you know, we're not in a spiritual, we are in a spiritual battle, not against flesh and blood, you know, with this whole coronavirus thing. You know, spiritually speaking, it is a spiritual battle. And we're just look at it at that perspective. So tonight, I want to teach on financial giving. And, you know, for some believers, they are absolutely rock solid on this topic. You know, no matter what happens, they're always faithful. And to those believers, I say, God bless your hearts. That's fantastic. And then still, there's of course, other believers that seem to have challenges to see the benefits of giving. And I'll admit, I certainly had a rough time for many, many years, especially in the lean times. And the same thought would always come to mind. And that is, I already don't have enough to meet my needs. How can I possibly give anything? That was the same thought process that would pop up every time that would just, you'd be in a crisis situation, you know? And maybe for some of us, you know, right now, times have never been leaner. I would say they're definitely skinny for me. But I wanted to start off in Psalms 37:25. When I first heard this verse, I thought, oh, that's great. It won't get this bad. It reads, I have been young and now am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And I thought, well, gosh, that's fantastic because I'll never get to that point. That was really comforting to me to see that. So it's kind of funny to read it now because, you know, I'm older now. So it kind of has a little more impact. But also, to start up the giving part, I want to look at Proverbs 3, verses 9 and 10. And this kind of lays the foundation of how, you know, what giving is like. It says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with all the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. And obviously, you know, we don't have barns and we don't have presses, but we certainly know how to have increase. And that's what God's talking about, is the increase that he blesses us with. We all understand that. An example would be a payday. Okay, that's an increase for sure. You only put your time in at work, you put in the hours, you reap the harvest of a paycheck. Or, for example, you get a stimulus check for the government. That's certainly an increase. You didn't even have to work for that one. But we all understand increase. You know, even though we're not farmers and we don't have, you know, we don't plant crops and that sort of thing, we understand what that, what it's talking about here. And someone told me one time that they give their time, you know, with their profession. That's what they give out of their work. And I thought to myself, you give time. And I thought, did God increase your time? No. You have the same amount of time as everybody else, right? So in my opinion here, that's not really giving anything. That's more along the lines of like doing a favor. But anyway, just wanted to understand what, you know, increase is really. Let's take a look at 3 John 2. Reads, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." You know, God is in the business of blessing his people, blessing his kids. And two things here that he wants to have for his kids is prosperity and health. And prosperity is in, like, in every category, you know, in every way. And he wants us to have a blessed life in every facet. So that's God's heart. Let's take a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 9. This kind of lays out how to give. Reads, "Every man according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver." And I think we all can understand how to do something grudgingly. That's like doing something you don't really want to do, but you just still do it anyway. That's not how God wants us to give. He wants us to give with a cheerful heart. And we make up in our own mind what to do, how to give. And, you know, it's in the New Testament, so it applies to us. So let's take a look at a very familiar verse, very foundational verse. John 10:10, and this kind of, I wanted to bring this verse up because it kind of like just really fits the theme of what's happening. It says, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." Well, as we all know, the thief is the adversary, and he wants to just make our lives very uncomfortable, to say it nicely. He wants to steal our peace. He wants to steal the word from us. He wants to steal our health, our identity, and yes, even our money. And we need to be aware of this, and we also need to be aware that we have this gift of Holy Spirit that allows us to overcome any situation, and so much so that we can have life more than abundantly. That's what's available. So it's really important to know that there's, you know, an enemy out there that wants to take everything away from us that God has blessed us with already. And I think now is the perfect time to take God at his word regarding financial giving. For those of us that have sat on the fence, so to speak, now I think is the best time to energize our trust in our Heavenly Father. And I'll call it this. Let's step out of the boat and onto the waters of faith. And I'll say that again, because I kind of like that. Step out of the boat and onto the waters of faith. You know, giving is just an expression of trust. As we give, we trust. And the relationship that we have with our Heavenly Father is that of trust, knowing that everything we have, everything that we've received, we already recognize where it comes from. All good things come from our Heavenly Father. So let's just give our expression of trust in Him. And let's not lean on our understanding, as Proverbs mentions, verses 3, 5, and 6. We've heard that several times throughout many teachings since we've been doing our phone line fellowships. And I came up with a saying that I'd like to share with you guys. You probably heard it, you know, that when the tough gets going, you can finish the rest, right? When the tough gets going, I'm going to change that to the believers start believing. When the going gets tough, I should say. When the going gets tough, the believers start believing. And, you know, we can expect God's blessings. God is able and willing and ready to shower great blessings down upon our lives in every situation, even in the good times and even when they're not so good. You know, we don't know how it's going to happen. We don't know when the blessings are coming, but we do know that they're coming, you know. And that's really what we have to do, change our minds to keep believing and expecting God to just bless us with some excellent things. And I just want to share a couple of quick ones with you that happened to us recently. We were able to do a refinance on our home here in Lakeside, and the interest rate had dropped significantly over a short period of time, so we were able to capture a refi on it. And we were able to save over $300 a month on our mortgage payment, which is fantastic. In addition to that, we're able to skip 2 months' payments before we have to make our next payment. So that was a huge, huge blessing, considering where we're at financially. Also, another thing that happened just recently, which was also unexpected. Shelly was given a job offer at the school district, doing a different job for a significant increase in her salary. So that is a huge blessing. That obviously, that was unexpected as well, but you know, we're expecting something, but we didn't expect that. But that's still a blessing. So that was great. So, you know, my encouragement tonight for everyone here is just to try it. You know, step out of the boat and onto the waters of faith. You know, I realize we're not all here at Point Loma Assembly and pass around the horn of plenty and all that, but, you know, if you didn't know this, on the Action Now website page, there is available to give financially there. You can look for that tab to do that. But, you know, my encouragement to everyone here is, you know, you got nothing to lose. We can put our trust and confidence in God and expect the blessings to come, even though we don't know how or what they're going to be. They're going to be there. And, you know, just we've seen many, many examples of believers in the Bible that were up against just odds they couldn't even imagine, and they came out successful, and they didn't know how it was going to happen, just like King Jehoshaphat. So we can't let our believing be hindered by not knowing how it's going to happen. That doesn't matter. We just need to know that it's going to happen. So in regards to financial giving, as I mentioned, you know, I had a rough time with that for a long time. But I, when I got to the point where I realized everything I receive anyway comes from God, you know, that job that I got, guess what? I prayed and asked God for a job, and guess what? There it is. So, I mean, he's got everything taken care of, and we can trust in him, even with our finances. And so that was my encouragement to you guys tonight, is for those believers that are rock solid, praise the Lord. God bless you guys. And if you guys, anybody wants to give me a call or any questions about anything further, you can certainly give me a ring and we can chat about it. But that was really what I want to share tonight. So I'd like to close with the word of prayer and wrap it up a little bit. So God, thank you for this evening. Thank you for all the great examples of the men and women that faced great challenges and still believed you for an answer. And they sought you for deliverance and everything they had need of. And we just ask that we come to you tonight, Father, with our financial woes, if you will. And we look to you for solutions and answers and insight on what we need to do to be successful, what we need to do to be prosperous, even in this great time of need. So our eyes are upon you, Father, and we expect great things. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.